and we have experience.
我们常常买东西都喜欢去我们曾经去买过东西的商店去买。
Why?
什么原因呢
？Because we don't like surprise so much.
因为我们不想在买的当中遇到我们不想遇到的事情。
Well, at least the bad surprise we don't like.
那么最不喜欢我们最不喜欢看到就是我们不愿意看到的事情。
For example, when you go to McDonald's to buy for a burger.
比如说我们到麦当劳去买一个汉堡。
You expect the meat to be inside.
我们当然期待。这汉堡要有牛肉才对。
If one day you bought a burger and it turned out that it's become a veggie burger, then you'll complain.
如果我们买了一个汉堡是没有牛肉却是蔬菜的，我们都会觉得不高兴。
So when reality turns out to be different than expectation, then we'll not feel happy or sometimes even be shocked.
当我们手中拿到的不如我们预期的，我们通常都会非常的惊讶。
We know we're all going to heaven.
我们都知道我们要去天国。
We are on this journey.
我们也知道我们在往天国的路上。
We have some kind of expectation.
我们总是期待在天国看见些什么。
But Lord Jesus told us.
但是主耶稣告诉我们。
The heavenly kingdom is full of surprise.
主耶稣告诉我们，在圣经当中告诉我们，天国充满了许许多多稀奇的事情。
And something of your expectation.
总是不是我们所期待的。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 20.
我们请看马太福音二十章。
Matthew chapter 20.
马太福音二十章。
Today we'll study verse 1 to 16.
今天我们要看第一节到第十六节。
Matthew chapter 20, verse 1 to 16.
马太福音第二十章第一节到第十六节。因为天国好像家主清早去雇人进他的葡萄园做工。第二节。和工人讲定一天一钱银子，就打发他们进葡萄园去。第三节，约到已时出去，看见世上还有闲站的人，就对他们说：“你们也进葡萄园去，所当给的我必给你们。”你们也进去，他们也进去了。第五节，约在午正和牲畜又出去，也是这样行。第六节约在丑初出去，看见还有人站在那边，就问他们说：“你们为什么整天在这里闲站呢？”第七节，他们说：“因为没有人雇我们。”他说：“你们也进葡萄园去。”到了晚上，园主对管事的说：“叫工人都来给他们工钱，从后来的起到先来的为止。”第九节约到丑初，雇人的来了。个人得了一钱银子。第十节，及至那先雇的来了，他们以为必要多得，谁知也是各得一钱。十一节，他们得了就埋怨家主说：“我们整天劳苦受热，那后来的只做了一小时，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？”家主回答其中的一人说：“朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？”十四节，拿你的走吧，我给那后来的和你一样，这是我愿意的。十五节，我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？因为我做好人，你就眼红了吗？这样，在那后的将要在前，在前的将要在后了。
We have to understand the background of why Jesus told this parable.
首先，我们要了解主耶稣用这个比喻的背景是什么。
Now, if you look at chapter 19, which is the last chapter, verse 29, Jesus was encouraging Peter and other disciples about those who follow Jesus, who left everything to follow Jesus, will be blessed with eternal life and this world blessing.
这个背景，我们从前一章，也就是第十九章第二十九节这边看到，主耶稣说：“凡要跟随我的，必要撇下房屋以及所有的一切。”但是要必得百倍，并且承受永生。
So believing in Jesus always have these two kinds of blessing.
那么我们若是相信主，总是有这两样的赏赐。
First is this life will be blessed.
首先在今生将要有恩赐。
God will take care of us.
那么主耶稣会照顾我们。
Doesn't mean we will not face difficulties.
不代表说我们不会遇到困难。
But we will overcome the difficulties by the power of God.
但是因为神的力量，我们能够克服困难。
And after we die, we will go to heaven. We will inherit eternal life.
在我们去世之后，我们将要承受永生。
So that's why it doesn't mean that if you believe in Jesus, you will not get sick, you will not get cancer. It doesn't mean like that.
我并不是告诉大家，我们信主之后就不会得任何的病痛了。
But rather, we will have eternal life.
但是相反的，我们要承受永生。
So that is the encouragement of Jesus to the disciple.
这是主耶稣对门徒们所做的勉励。
However, Jesus conclude by saying something very special.
但是主耶稣在这边做了一个很特别的结论。
Chapter 19, verse 30, Jesus said, "But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first."
这边有一个很巧妙的但书，第三十节，第二十九章三十节。然而，在许多的在有许多在前。将要在后，在后的将要在前。
And then this is why Jesus talked about this parable, because this very verse appears again in chapter 20, verse 16.
这就带我们进入了第二十章，主耶稣用这个比喻的一个很重要的背景，因为这句话重复在第十六节。
So this too is just like a frame to enclose a picture inside, give us a clear idea of why Jesus was talking about this.
这就好像一幅画有这个边框，告诉我们这幅画长什么样子。
So this parable doesn't tell us that in heaven everybody is like receive the same blessing or reward. It's not like that.
这边告诉我们一个明显的重点，在天堂，在天国里面，不是大家都是一样的。
But rather, Jesus want to emphasize, in the heavenly kingdom is full of surprise.
但是主耶稣要在这边强调的，也就是在天国里面有许许多多很惊奇的事。
Often time, what we expect may be different than what we receive in heavenly kingdom.
有时候我们想说进天国以后期待些什么，但是不见得就是我们所期待的。
Now, let's look at it verse by verse.
我们一节一节的来看。
Now, let's look at verse 1. Here tells us, For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyard.
第一节说到，因为天国好像家主清早去雇人进他的葡萄园工作。
What is salvation like? What is salvation?
救恩到底像什么样子？
People always think salvation is grace of God given to me freely. I don't have any responsibility.
最简单的一个认知，许多人认为救恩就是一个免费的恩典。
I come here, I believe, I got baptized, I'm a church member, I'm going to heaven.
我来到这个教会受洗，然后也成为这个教会的信徒，那么之后我就能够去天国。
People always quote Ephesians chapter 2.
我们看到常常大家引用这个经节，以弗所书
chapter 2 verse 8.
以弗所书第二章第八节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
以弗所书第二章第八节。
To 10.
第八节到第十节，以弗所书第二章第八节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。第九节，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。第十节，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
We always read verse 8 and verse 9 and we stop.
我们通常都是第八节第九节念完就停了。
We are saved by grace, not by our works.
因为看这两节，觉得说自己是因为恩典而得救。
It's a gift of God.
这是神的恩典。
Yes, it is true.
确实，这是一个神的恩赐。
But don't stop at verse 9.
但是我们读经在这里不可以停在第九节而已。
We'll continue to read verse 10.
我们要继续看完第十节。
Yes, it's by grace, but not by works of ourselves, but we are God's workmanship.
确实，第八节说到，我们救恩本乎是因为恩典的关系。但是重要的是，我们是神的工作。
Actually, these two things does not contradict each other.
这两节经节并没有任何的矛盾。
We are saved by grace.
我们是因为恩而得救。
Before we are saved, it's God chose us, not we are good to be saved.
在我们得救之前，我们是因为神的选择，并不是因为我们的行为多好。
We cannot be saved by our own deeds to prove ourselves.
我们并不能够因为自己的好行为而证明我们所以被神选。
Rather, many of us were not actually so good. Actually, we have all our weaknesses and we are sinners.
我们在座的许许多多都有体验到自己就好像罪人一样。
So before we are chosen by grace. We don't have to work out.
在我们被救恩遴选之前，我们是因为恩典所以被神所拣选。
But after being chosen, we must work out. We are God's workmanship.
但是我们被拣选之后，我们就是神的工作，我们有工作要做的。
Just like this parable told us.
就好像这个比喻告诉我们。
Heavenly kingdom is like landowner, hire people into his vineyard to work.
第一节在这个比喻第一节告诉我们，天国就好像主人到外面找人来工作。
We must work out our salvation.
因此被找的雇工应该要做事才对。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
我们请看约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 6.
我们请看约翰福音第六章。
John 6 verse 27.
约翰福音第六章第二十七节。
John chapter 6 verse 27。
约翰福音第六章二十七节。第六章二十七节，不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永远的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是神，是父神所印证的。
Jesus told us not to work for the food that spoils.
主耶稣告诉我们不要为那会坏的食物劳力。
Why we are so busy from Monday to Friday?
那么今天我们在做什么呢？每个礼拜一到五都这么的辛苦工作。
Working to get some food into the stomach.
重点就是为了要得些吃的嘛。
Especially Canada, the food prices are going up and up. If now the gas price going up, I will see in the grocery list that you see more and more expensive food.
特别我们现在看看油价上涨，各式各样的东西都上涨了。
We working so hard for the food that will spoil.
那么我们努力的是什么？我们为了会坏的食物在努力。
But Jesus told us not only work for those food, but work for the spiritual food.
但主耶稣在这边告诉我们，不要只为了为会坏的食物努力，而且要为永生的食物努力。
We always forgot to work for the spiritual food.
但是我们的日常生活总是忘了要为永生的食物努力。
How to work for the spiritual food?
那么我们如何做呢？
For example, we have to drive all the way coming to service to hear the word of God. We are working for the spiritual food.
比如说我们要开车大老远的来到会堂听聚会来查考圣经，这就是为了永生食物努力。
When we are at home so busy, but we still find some time to read the Bible, switch off the TV, and we are working for the spiritual food.
在我们日常生活当中，我们虽然很忙，但是还是找时间翻开圣经，研读神的话，这就是为永生神的话努力。
Our church always publishes so much good church magazine and books. If we spend some time reading it, we are working for the spiritual food.
我们教会总是出版一些非常好的刊物，我们拿来读，这就是其中一个努力。
There's no free spiritual food. We have to work it out.
这里没有任何东西是免费的，每样东西都要我们去做、去工作的。
Free doesn't mean free of money, but we must spend effort to take the spiritual food into us.
这个恩典是白白的给我们，但是我们必须要努力去得到更好的成就。
And work for what? Let's all turn to John chapter 9.
我们再来看约翰福音的第九章
，verse 4。
约翰福音第九章第四节。
John chapter 9 verse 4。
约翰福音第九章的第四节，趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工；黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
Working in the vineyard also means doing holy work for God.
在葡萄园工作也代表了我们为神工作。
What is holy work?
到底什么是圣工呢
？Doesn't mean we have to stand here to be doing some holy work.
圣工不是单单指的站在这里叫做圣工。
Here Jesus going to look for a blind, cares about him, healed him, and he said he was doing the work.
主耶稣在这里医治了瞎眼的人，主耶稣说我这就在做工。
So when we show the concern and cares to the one who is in need, we are doing his work.
所以当我们表现出我们的爱，表现出我们的关怀，这就是工。
So,Don't forget, it is God who chosen all of us into this vineyard to work.
因为我们今天能够坐在这个地方，都是神到外面找我们，帮我们带进来，在这个葡萄园里面。
So that means no one in the church should be idle and doing nothing.
因此，所有在这个葡萄园里面的工人都不可以闲着。
We all have our responsibility.
我们每一个人都有自己的工作要做。
Now let's talk about the wages which was agreed.
我们来谈谈。工人跟雇工之间所谈的价钱。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 20.
我们回到马太福音第二十章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Now Jesus agreed to, the landowner agreed to pay them a denarius for the day.
这边说到工人讲定了一天一钱银子。
So they all will receive this denarius.
也就是说当他们做完工作之后都会得到这样的工钱。
There was a standard one day wages at that time.
在那个时候可以说是一天基本工钱。
So we all come here, we all having one goal, which is also going to heaven.
我们今天能够都来到这个地方，我们有一个统一的目标，就是能够进入天堂。
Now, the time which the worker were called into the vineyard were different.
但是当这些工人被找的时候，这个情况不同。
They are different time period.
这边看到我们看到了许许多多时间点。
Now, when verse 2 telling us, verse 1 telling us went up early in the morning, maybe around 6 o'clock in the morning.
所以这个地方说到已出，也就是差不多早上六点钟的时候。
And then the second group was about the third hour, which is 9 o'clock in the morning.
然后再来第二组人进入葡萄园，差不多是早上九点。
And then the second, then another group was the sixth hour, which is the noon time, the 12 o'clock.
然后第三组人，也就是差不多在中午的时候。
And then you find some other people were chosen on the ninth hour, which is 3 o'clock p.m.
最后一组人进入的时候，这个时间点也差不多是下午三点钟的时候。
And then there was another last group, which was the 11th hour, which was equal to around 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
再下来，我们看到最后一组人被找进去的时候，已经是下午五点钟了。
What does it mean?
这几个时间点代表什么？
People were called into this vineyard in a different time period.
也就是告诉我们，工人被找进去葡萄园在不一样的时间里面。
We are all chosen into the true church in the God's kingdom in a different stage.
今天我们被选召来到真耶稣教会，都进入的时间点都不同。
Some were chosen just like the very early in the morning they were baptized into the church like when he was a baby.
在第一组人，也就是好像我们今天许许多多的弟兄姐妹都是一出生就信主的人。
Some were chosen when they were about 10 years old or in teenager, just like 9 o'clock in the morning.
那么在座的也有些是因为在年轻的时候，十几岁的时候被选召进入教会。
And then some were chosen, they come to search the truth by himself, they come to believe when they were noon hour, just like when they were 30 some years old.
那么许许多多的在座也有人是因为慕道，在正值年轻的时候慕道来到教会的。
But some rather is 3 o'clock, which is like 50s, because when you reach 50, you're almost 3 o'clock.
有些人是三年钟，也就是过了这个所谓的人生的最黄金期的时候来到教会。
And then some rather catch the last train, come to the church, come to the truth, around 5 o'clock before sunset, which is around 70 or up.
有些人进入教会就好像最后一组人一样，已经五点了，也就是几乎接近人生终点的时候来到教会。
So I think it's always good to think about our age using the time concept.
所以我们常常用这个观念来想想我们经过的每一个时期。
What time are we now?
我们现在在什么地方？
If the Bible tells us the strong can live 70 or very strong can reach up to 80, then what time are we now?
圣经告诉我们最强壮的可以活到70、80，那么我们现在的时间点在哪里？
We have to know about our time.
我们必须要知道我们现在的时间。
But this parable tells us no matter when you come in,
但是这个比喻告诉我们，不论你什么时候进来
，doesn't matter when you come，
不论你什么时候来。
But the thing that matters is when you come in, you must work until the end。
重点是说，无论你什么时候到，那么你一定要坚持到底，努力到底。
You must work until 6 p.m. to get pay。
你一定要工作到六点钟，工作结束之后才能够得到工价。
If you come in very early，
如果你早来的
，but you leave early，
你早走了
，you don't get pay。
你不会得到工价。
You lose the salvation。
你会失去了这个救恩。
So we have to always remind ourselves this.
所以我们常常要以这个比喻来提醒自己。
Now let's look at the first sentence. The first will be last. What does it mean?
我们看看第一段这边说到说，在后的要在前。
Which is chapter 19 verse 30. Many who are first will be last.
这边说到，也就是19章30节说，许多在前的将要在后。
The key word not only is the last, but many, not only a few, many who are first will be last. This is very alarming.
这节提醒我们一件事情，因为这边提到有许多在前的将要在后了。
Have we tried to run a marathon?
我们可能看过或者自己试跑过这个马拉松。
10 or 20 kilometers is a very long journey for most of us.
那么十公里、二十公里的长跑对我们来说确实有些困难。
Usually the marathon, the beginning, so many people start, you cannot even see so many of them crowded in the starting point.
我们常看运动会的马拉松赛跑，开始的时候都许许多人一起跑。
And then you see some folks, some fellow in the front, oh, running so fast, and as if they are just reaching the point.
我们看到有些人在开始的时候跑得非常快，一直领先。
But always after 1 hour, 2 hours, you don't see them even in the under the camera, they disappear. Those who are at the beginning, in the front, actually disappear.
但是在一个小时、两个小时之后，刚刚你看到在前面跑得很快的，现在不见得看得到了。
So this is what the main point here.
这就是我们所要提的重点。
So who can maybe the one who at the first is in the front but become the last?
这边说到在前的将要在后了。
So there are a few points here.
这里有几个重点。
First, Jesus was talking about his disciple.
第一点，主耶稣是对着他的门徒来讲
，especially the 12 disciples，
特别是对这十二位使徒来讲。
Now you are chosen。
今天我们都是被拣选的。
You become the first group to hear Jesus' teaching。
那么这一组人，这十二个人将是第一组人听到主耶稣亲自的教训。
You become the first eyes to witness all the miracles。
你们这十二位都是亲眼看到神的作为。
But be careful。
但是要非常小心了。
Maybe you become last。
你们这个在前的，也许会到后面去了。
Who become last？
那么谁要变最后的呢
？At least there was one Judas become the very last and not even entering the kingdom of God。
就我们所知道，这十二位使徒犹大就永远进不来了。
Nowadays there are some rare news coming. For example, they discover some document called the Gospel of Judah。
在最近我们听到新闻有讲到有人发现了所谓的犹大福音。
And then because that was so ancient, so antique, and writing something very special.
那么因为他所发现这个年代已经很久远了，上面写的一些文字跟技术都非常的特别。
And draw people attention.
那么这样的特别也让人们特别注意这件事情。
And the content was saying that actually it was Jesus who told Judah.To conspire together so that he can betray him, so that he can finish his job.
这整个比较特别的内容，也就是说，这个地方，这个文件里面记述的是主耶稣指使犹大来卖主耶稣。
And then suddenly Judas became a hero.
那么看完之后，全世界觉得说犹大应该是个英雄才对。
But that is not from the Bible.
但是这个部分并不是由圣经出来的。
The Gospel of Judah is not from the Bible. It's not in the canon. It's not an authentic Christian material sources.
因为这个刚刚被发现所谓的犹大书，并不是列为基督教所认定的书籍
的正典。
的正典
啊 ，Bible gives us a very clear idea.
圣经告诉我们一个很清楚的重点。
Jesus himself gives us a very clear idea.
因为主耶稣在这边也给了一个非常清楚的重点。
Turn to John chapter 13.
我们请看约翰福音第十三章
，verse 2。
约翰福音第十三章第二节。
John chapter 13 verse 2。
约翰福音十三章第二节。
John 13 verse 2。
第二节。吃完饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子。加略人犹大心里。
It's very clear. Devil put the thought into the heart of Judas.
在圣经里面，这一节告诉我们非常清楚，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在犹大人的心里面。
It's not Jesus have a meeting with him in prior to the time, and then he sent him to do that. No.
这也就是跟我们刚才所讲的完全不同，并不是主耶稣指使来犹大来卖他。
If we have some bad thinking, bad idea, it's from devil want to put some idea in our heart.
因为我们常常有一些不好的想法，通常都是由魔鬼来的，因为这些要让这种坏的主意在我们心里面生根的。
And in the same chapter, let's look at verse 27.
我们请看同样的一章第二十七节。
Verse 27.
二十七节，他吃了以后，撒旦就入了他的心，耶稣便对他说：“你所做的，快做吧。”
So Satan entered his heart.
这边告诉我们更明确了，撒旦进入了他的心。
So that's how devil works, step by step, getting more and more control of a person's heart.
这也告诉我们，撒旦是如何来控制一个人的心，一步一步来的。
So we must know what is outside, what people talking is not from the Bible.
我们必须知道外面，也就是这个世界人所谈的，并不是从圣经来的。
So at least Judas was one of the first, but actually he didn't make it even to the heavenly kingdom.
所以在这十二个使徒当中，我们就看到了犹大。永远进不来的。
Actually, and then we can look at another case. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10.
我们再看另外一个例子，也就是看到提摩太后书。
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10.
提摩太后书第四章第十节。
Chapter 4, verse 10.
提摩太后书第四章第十节，因为底马贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我，往帖撒罗尼迦去。
Dismas was one of the co-worker and assistant of Paul.
在这边所说到的底马这个人是保罗的助理。
But at the end, he deserted Paul.
但是到最后，这个人离开了保罗。
Because following Paul has no good things, no money, no enjoyment, and Paul is in prison now.
因为从圣经看到，跟保罗是没有什么好事的。这个时候的保罗已经在监狱里了。
And then he left for the world.
那么底马这个人就离开，为了这个世界。
As I go through different place of the world and knowing many church members, I have one feeling.
那么我经历应该走过很多教会，也认识许许多弟兄姐妹，我有一个这样的感触。
Sometimes I saw some church member in the church is very fervent.
我们看到我有看到有些教会有些信徒真的是非常的有信心。
But after a few years, went back to that place in the world, and suddenly didn't find them there.
但是几年之后，我再回到同样的地方，却看不到那个人了。
They didn't move.
他并没有搬家。
They didn't die.
他并没有去世。
Physically,
并没有去世。
But they disappear in the church.
但是在教会再也看不到这个人。
So sometimes I think.
所以有时候我这么想。
We believe. We must believe till the end.
我们信主要信到最后。
Till the very end.
要顺到最后一刻。
Don't leave early.
不要提前走了。
Now who may be the one who were first and be last?
那么谁会在前的又在后呢
？And then we can look at this Israelites.
我们请看以斯拉记。
Sorry, it's a book of Romans.
我们再看对不起，罗马书。
Romans chapter 11.
罗马书第十一章。
25 to 26.
罗马书第十一章25-26节。
Romans chapter 11:25-26.
罗马书第十一章25-26节。25节，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目添满了，于是以色列全家都要得救。如经上所记，必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。
Okay, here told us who was the first one. Supposed to be the Israelites. They were the chosen people in the Old Testament.They're supposed to be the first one to receive salvation.
在这边告诉我们，以圣经的论点来看，谁是在前的呢？就是这些以色列人，因为他们在旧约时代就被拣选了。
But because they rejected Jesus,
但是他们拒绝了耶稣。
Salvation come to us.
因此，这个福音来到我们的身上。
We are considered non-Jewish. We are considered unclean, Gentiles, unholy, and profane.
对以色列的法律来说，我们就是不洁净的，我们是外邦人，我们是。不配受这个恩典的。
But because they don't want it, salvation come to us.
但是重点来了，因为以色列人拒绝了，所以恩典来到我们身上。
So we were last, but we become first.
因此我们在后的却要在前面。
But they were first and they become last. After everybody believed, and then finally some remnant of Israel will be saved after long tribulation.
这两节经节告诉我们，以色列人信在先，但是他们必须要得救在后了。
So this is another example.
所以这是告诉，这给我们另外一个例子。
And then some other example.
其他的例子
，The one who were first could be last, maybe us.
那么在前的要在后，可能这个事情会发生在我们身上。
There was one time in another place of the world, I met a long-time believer.
那么在其他教会，我遇到一个老信徒。
He was so experienced in hearing the word.
那么他对圣经经节非常的熟悉。
And he 这是听到很有经验哦。
他对听到也非常有经验。
He can say, this one sermon, I give him 70%.
他甚至能够坐在底下评分，说今天的道理讲得好不好。
This one, I give him 65.
他可以给分数的，70分、60分。
Have to improve this and that.
那么必须要在哪些地方要能够进步。
And there was one time we're having a discussion.
有一天我跟他聊天。
And then suddenly we don't know how, but we mentioned about the five basic doctrine of the True Jesus Church.
那么在聊天当中，我们谈到了我们教会的五个教义。
Five basic doctrine? Is that five basic doctrine?
他觉得很奇怪，我们有五个基本教义吗
？I know, maybe Ten Commandments is five basic doctrine.
他甚至觉得说，十诫应该是我们五大教义之一。
And in my heart, I don't know how to tell him.
那么这个时候，我的心里真的不知道该怎么样跟他说了。
Yes, he thought he knew a lot, but actually, he still have a lot to learn.
在他心里面总觉得他知道了很多，可是他却缺少很多。
But there was another newly baptized member.
那么另外一位是一个新受洗的信徒。
Actually, he said, "I don't know about the word of God."
那么他很谦虚的说，我根本不知道任何事情。
So when we open the shop,
所以
开店的时候，
当他开店的时候
，every day when there's no customer,
那么每天他当他没有这个没有人进来买东西的时候
，he just opened the Bible to read chapter by chapter.
他就打开圣经一页一页的看。
He was saying, "Oh, there's so many things I don't understand."
因为他觉得他。对圣经完全不懂
，so he draw down all the places he didn't understand.
所以他画下他不懂的地方。
The minister came, he draw the minister. He said, "Oh, come, please explain to me this and that and that."
所以当传道来到他店里面的时候，他就问传道这个跟那个。
And then he even shared with us his thought, his idea about what he received from the Word of God.
当他读完圣经之后，他甚至告诉我们跟我们分享他的想法。
And some thought even we minister, we didn't even notice when even have this inspiration before.
从他的分享当中，我们甚至身为传道者都要学习了。
Wow, the first can be last and the last can be first.
这真的告诉我们，在前的要在后，在后的要在前了。
Even a member, new member can be better than a preacher.
甚至一些新受洗的信徒，他们的对圣经、对神的话了解远超过传道者。
Now, let's come back to Matthew chapter 20.
我们再回到马太福音二十章。
Now, let's look at the response of those people who got paid later.
我们看看那些工人领钱的时候。
Now, when they gave the salary,
当这个雇工来发工钱的时候
，and the one who came early, they were expecting to receive more.
这个早来的呢，当然就觉得我应该多得一点吧。
Let's look at this. Why will they expect something more?
我们看看为什么这些早来的人有这样的心态。
That could be, we have to think about it in an imaginative way.
我们必须用这样来假想，想象这样的事情。
Now, if we were called very early in the morning, at 6 or 7 o'clock, like that.
好像我们早上六点钟接到个电话。
We have to work.
公司叫我们赶紧上班了。
We have to work in the vineyard.
我们必须要到这个葡萄园。
We're the first one.
我们是第一个被找的。
Of course, we have to work hard at the beginning.
当然，一开始人少，我们要努力工作。
Okay, suddenly, the boss hired more people coming in.
那么过没多久，看到更多人被找进来了。
9 o'clock.Some other people came in.
九点钟看到更多的工人进来。
Well, actually, there are more people come now. I have to relax a bit and split the work there.
既然九点钟来了，那么我这个六点钟来了，我要休息一下了。
And because I'm there longer, so I can rest a bit.
因为我已经来很久了，也做很多了，所以我想休息一会儿。
Now, 12 o'clock, another batch of worker came in.
十二点钟看到更多的人进来了。
Now we know that the work cannot increase, but the people increasing.
我们看到整个园子就这么大，工作也没有增加，但是更多人来做工。
If you were the one came in at 7 o'clock, what do you feel?
如果你是七点钟进来那个人，你的想法是什么
？I can take a long lunch break.
我想我可以坐下来好好吃个午餐吧。
Now 3 o'clock, some more people came in.
三点钟看到更多的人来了。
Well, it's almost off work and 2 hours left for more people came in. Wow.
因为就剩下两个小时就要下班了，更多人来工作，我想更轻松了。
I think if I were them, I would totally sleeping it, just rest there.
如果我是六七点进来的，我想这个时候我应该好好休息一下。
5 o'clock, another few worker came in.
五点钟了，更多人又来了。
Almost time.
那么快要下班了。
Wow, relax, relax.
那这个时候更应该休息休息了。
So this may be, of course, it's guessing. This may be the mentality of the one who came in early.
当然，我们这样来猜想，也许这就是最早一批人他们的心态。
Often some problem happen when they have this kind of mentality.
但是问题就在这个时候产生。
They have relaxed their effort.
因为他们已经在园子里面觉得轻松了。觉得随便了。
And when their pay is less, they complain about, oh, we have suffered so much.
所以当他们收到这两钱子的时候，银子的时候，他们觉得我们努力受热这么辛苦。
Now, if we were the one who were calling at 5 o'clock,
如果我们是被五点钟下午五点叫进来的
人，if you only have 1 hour to work, how do you feel?
如果你只剩一个小时来在这个园子工作，你的感想是什么？
Maybe you think, wow, I must work really hard.
我一定第一个想法，我必须要赶紧好好过，好好做了。
If I only because I only have 1 hour,
因为我就剩一个小时就要下班。
If I don't work hard, maybe I don't get paid even.
如果我不努力工作，也许主人不会给我钱的。
Because I only work 1 hour,
因为只剩一个小时。
I cannot waste even 1 second.
我不能够一秒钟都不能浪费。
So I must work extremely hard.
所以我要特别努力工作。
So that's the difference between these two kind of worker.
所以我们看到两种不一样的工人的想法。
So forget about when did we receive the salvation.
所以我们不用。计较说我们什么时候得到救恩。
But we must think about what are we doing today.
那么我们必须要一个重点，要想我们今天在做什么。
If we have only 1 hour left.
如果我们就剩一个小时。
If we have only 1 year left, Jesus called our life back.
如果我们主耶稣告诉我们就剩一年了。
Because nowadays there are so many cancers, different diseases, and we don't actually live if long.
这其实不奇怪了，现在的病毒病菌这么多，人的生命真的很难控制。
So many ways to die.
那么有许许多多的方法都会导致我们死亡的。
If we have only 1 hour left,
如果我们就剩一小时
，What can we do?
我们能做什么
？There was one church member in Africa.
那么在非洲有这么一个弟兄。
When he believed in True Jesus Church, he was very old. He was more than 60.
他信主的时候已经是超过60岁了。
From another denomination.
他是从另外一个教会过来的。
And he found a true church.
那么终于他发现了真教会。
This church keeps the Sabbath, full of Holy Spirit.
那么他发现我们教会遵守圣经一切的教训。
He was a bishop at the church, but he left his position, come to us.
他离开那个教会很高的阶层，来到我们教会。
Now he knows he has limited time left.
他 他自己知道他的时间不多。
So, even though he was 60 something, but he ride a bicycle few hours from one point to another point to help the church to preach the gospel there.
虽然他已经超过六十几岁了，但是他还是骑着脚踏车花几个小时的时间到另外一个教会去带领人去布道。
Few months ago, I saw him in Kenya. He was telling me, "Oh, thank God, I'm still strong. I can still ride a bicycle."
那么在几个月之后，我在肯雅看到他。 看到他非常的健康，他觉得他自己还可以骑脚踏车为主工作。
He said, now I'm 70 something now.
那现在我已经70几了。
I don't know how much time I have left.
他说我不知道还有多少时间剩下。
But I must work for God.
但是我要努力为神工作。
So I think this is a very good mentality.
我觉得这样的心态是对的。
Even though he believed in True Jesus Church less than the time I was believing, he was joined only 10 years ago, but I believe maybe 30 years.
虽然他信主的日子只有十年，跟我信主三十几年来讲，他算是后来的。
But I think he was before me.
但是我觉得他会在我前面。
When I preach the bicycle, when I preach the word, I don't have to suffer, ride bicycle 3 hours, but he had to do it. I think he was before me.
因为我来讲道的时候，我不需要骑几个小时脚踏车，但是他必须这样做。
And I'm young, he was old, but he was stronger than me.
我年轻，但是他已经这么老了，但是他却比我还健康。
You tell me to ride bicycle 3 hours, uphill, downhill. I'll surrender myself.
如果你叫我骑个脚踏车上上下下3个小时，我可以说我做不到。
So he was before me.
可以看得出来，他在我前面了。
So, we have to ask the Lord.
所以我们要求神了。
To give us strength.
给我们力量。
To work hard in His vineyard.
我们能够在他的葡萄园中努力工作。
Let's sing Hymn 282.
我们请唱诗282首。